with the Saluki AD, Liz Jarnigan. Liz, are you with us?
I am with you.
Yay!
All right. Two for two. Gotta love that. So, needless to say, it's been interesting.
Have you ever had that kind of a reception, Liz, when you've gone on the radio? Have you ever had that cheering like that?
No, and could we just sign off now and keep it as good as that?
Yay! Thank you. That's the show.
I have to tell you guys, you probably need to take a page out of the Saluki Athletics book dealing with having to fly by the seat of your pants with unforeseen issues being thrown at you.
Yeah. So, actually, it was me on my knees behind Paxton punching every button I could find back then.
Whatever it takes, right?
Anything that was green, I punched it.
Yeah. So we got a game Friday night. It was originally scheduled, then it was scrapped. Now it's back on. Kind of take us through the timeline and of how we wound up having a game after all this Friday night, Liz.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Simo about a month before our September 18th regularly scheduled game. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty at that time, and I think for me, I was focusing on let's get to that game. I think for the student athletes at both schools, there was so much uncertainty. The NCAA had not even determined what the eligibility scenarios might look like. Our conference had just voted to make some adjustments to the season. The OVC had. And so I think it was just a difficult scenario on our student athletes to play. But both Brady Barkey and myself, as we chatted through the scenario, we agreed that if there was an opportunity as this ever-changing, very quickly changing pandemic environment we're operating in would give us an opportunity to maybe play, because both of our conferences had allowed non-conference opportunities in the fall, that ours would be the most sense of a game to play. I mean, if any team should be playing, it's our two teams 45 minutes away. And so we had agreed to do that, and then we've just kept in touch and got to a place where we realized this is, you know, it's probably better for our student athletes to be focused and have a goal to be practicing for and keep and work towards. And so we decided, let's go. Let's find a new date and do it.
Fortune favors the bold.
Wow. Right? I've heard that before somewhere.
So what's this week like for the program as far as, you know, testing and all that, and compliance, and what all needs to happen to make sure that we're definitely a go on Friday night?
Yeah, well, we have been going through a rigorous testing protocol and COVID protocol since the middle of the summer for all of our programs, following the NCAA guidance to protect all of our student athletes. But since the middle of the summer, really for football. And so since we got back on track and selected a date to have a football game, our football student athletes have been testing once a week. Thanks to SIH and their partnership, there are a lot of things not going well for us. Our partnership with SIH really has put us miles ahead of a lot of our counterparts across the country in terms of our ability to follow the NCAA guidance. So our level of testing, the PCR level of test through SIH is a better test than the antigen test that you may have heard about a lot. And so everybody on the team, all the coaches, any other, the trainers, student managers, those types of things in their bubble, they've been testing. And then this week, they will test tomorrow. That gives them a 3-day window prior to their game, which follows NCAA guidance. And our testing has gone very well. We're very hopeful we will have no casualties like we haven't had in the recent weeks and be ready to go.
Liz, I wanted to switch gears and talk a little bit about basketball. There's been quite a bit of excitement about Brian Mullen's club being in that Louisville event, that MTE, and it seems like it's growing. Do we know anything about dates? Do we know anything about any more games that have been added to the schedule? Where are we at with basketball right now?
Well, basketball, like everything else in the last 8 months, it's a very fluid situation, and we need to be prepared to pivot and adjust on the fly. This virus is dictating to us what happens. But yes, the Louisville MTE is a great opportunity for us. All of the credit goes to Brian Mullins for working the phones and his contacts and very smart planning on his part to get us in there. And it makes complete sense for us. A bus trip, no commercial air flight. To the extent we can preserve the bubble we're trying to create around the program, we can do that with this MTE. So dates, we're, again, very fluid, but Thanksgiving time, the 25th, 26th, 27th, those types of, those are the dates that it looks like. And our non-conference season is still being organized and planned. I don't know if you noticed, I think today that ESPN announced the kind of falling through of the six MTEs they were working on putting together.
Yeah, down at Orlando, they decided they're not going to do that. So those games, if they still happen, are probably going to be happening elsewhere. Fluid, as you say, but we like that B word, bubble.
I like that P word, pivot, because that's, you got to be able to pivot these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, not much traveling and a lot of pivoting. How's that?
There you go.
There you go. Well, we got just about a minute or two left here. We'd love to have been on with you longer, but technical difficulties being what they are. For people that have heard nothing but worst-case scenarios about the state of college athletics, you hear reports, other schools talk about dropping sports or going back to club level or things like that. Let's hear it from you. What's the state of Slokey athletics right now, as a lot of this is still going on and a lot is still uncertain?
There is certainly a ton of uncertainty to go. These worst case scenarios out there are, there's a lot of truth to that across the country. People are not being alarmist when they're talking openly and transparently about the impact of COVID on the operation of athletics departments. And make no mistake, for us, the Salukis, we realize that the pandemic has impacts on everyone, for sure. And we certainly don't want anybody to feel more sorry for us than anyone else. And we've got people in our community who are hurting greatly over this. But it is very, very difficult. It is a challenging time. And while we've always had budget issues, they're a little bit on steroids now that COVID has hit. And, you know, the challenge, we're athletes. It's a challenging time. We will figure it out, pulling together and sorting through it. But don't think that people are exaggerating the impact financially on departments.
It's been rough, and it may be rough for a little while, but we have faith in Saluki pride, and we know how tough Salukis are, and and let's get a football game under our belt Friday night, and we'll go from there. But that'll help a lot if we can pull off a football game Friday night, and I no doubt that we will. I think a lot of people in and outside of the department will feel a lot better about that.
Well, we hope so. It's been my goal since the middle of March to bring a community back together at a Saluki football game. And unfortunately, we have achieved getting a Saluki football game back, but we have not yet really been able to achieve getting the community back together. And we're very, very sorry about that, but we will keep working towards that goal.
One step at a time. Liz Jarnigan, we'd love to spend more time with you, but the clock's running out on us. Got Bears and Rams fans.
Yeah, something about a football NFL game.
Monday night, something or other.
Bunch of guys pivoting. Yeah.
Thank you for accommodating us, as always, especially tonight. Liz Jardigan, Saluki Athletic Director, thanks for joining us. Go Dogs.
Thanks, Liz.
Absolutely. Go Dogs. Thank you.